A man won't go to prison after admitting to firing shots into a North Canton restaurant. 77-year-old Robert Henderson of Plain Township pleaded guilty Friday to charges of aggravated menacing, felony vandalism, and inducing panic. The shooting happened August 23rd at Lucky Star Express on East Maple Street, where he fired two bullets into the front door. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp has sent him to Honor Court, a special treatment program for veterans and active duty service members. Canton police are investigating incident at the Nazaire Grotto Hall on 6th Street Southwest Monday night. Multiple shooters reportedly fired into the air after a celebration of life service. Police called to the scene just before 7:30, reportedly found at least 75 shell casings outside the building. Multiple vehicles and homes were hit by bullets. A nearby resident said a bullet came into their living room while they were inside. There were no reported injuries. One loaded handgun was found inside the building. A Canton man is on trial for a fatal shooting. The Stark County Grand Jury indicted 18-year-old Malachi Fortner on charges of murder, felonious assault, having weapons under disability, and carrying a concealed weapon. Opening statements took place Monday in Common Pleas Court. Fortner's attorney said his client acted in self-defense. The charges stem from the killing of 21-year-old Stefan Dunn of Canton. Canton police found him shot along Clarendon Avenue Southwest May 8th. Dunn was taken to Altman Hospital, where he died a short time later. Fortner was arrested the next day. Moody's has upgraded the City of Alliance's credit rating to A1, up from A2. The agency says the city's finances have strengthened thanks to higher income and property tax revenue, including a boost from a park levy passed in 2023. Alliance ended 2024 with a 60% fund balance and is running a $700,000 surplus this year. Long-term liabilities are moderate and expected to decline with no new borrowing planned. Moody's says the city is expected to remain financially strong compared to similar communities. Canton is sending $50,000 to the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank as local families continue to feel the effect of delayed SNAP benefits after the federal government shutdown. City Council approved the donation Monday, saying it will be used only within Canton to help meet a sharp increase in demand. Some pantries report seeing as many as 700 people, up from their usual 200. Food bank officials call the support critical, saying it will help restock emergency pantries and keep food flowing as families try to get back on their feet heading into the holidays. Massillon residents who opposed a public camping ban got their wish as City Council voted 5-4 Monday to reject the proposal. The measure would have allowed police to clear people, including those who are homeless, from sidewalks, streets, and other public areas, and prohibited tents, tarps, and other camping materials. The proposal was modeled after Canton's camping ban and similar laws passed nationwide. The Independent reports Mayor Jamie Slutz had pushed for the ordinance, saying police needed a way to respond if camping created safety issues or nuisances. A North Carolina man is headed to prison for a violent attack in Ravenna Township. 36-year-old Kyrie Hawley of Greensboro was sentenced Monday to 10 to 12 years by Portage County Common Pleas Judge Lori Pittman. He was convicted last month of felonious assault, domestic violence, and child endangering after prosecutors said he choked a woman in December 2024 and then attacked her brother while the two were on the phone. The brother was shot at and stabbed multiple times at a South Prospect Street apartment. Hawley was acquitted of attempted murder and strangulation. East Liverpool police say a starved, abandoned dog found over the weekend has led to an arrest. The animal, discovered Sunday afternoon on Ravine Street with its ribs showing, prompted police to release photos and ask for tips. By Monday night, investigators said a suspect was in custody at the Columbiana County Jail, though they're not yet releasing a name or charges. Detective John Price says the abuse actually happened outside city limits and will be referred to the proper agency. The dog is now receiving care as the case moves forward. A third Title IX lawsuit now claims Youngstown Ursuline High School showed deliberate indifference to repeated reports of bullying and assault. The suit, filed by a student and his grandmother, accuses school officials, including assistant principal Margaret DeMore, of failing to act as Ursuline football players harassed the student during his freshman year for being openly gay. The student eventually transferred, and his attorney, Subodh Chandra, says the case matches a pattern seen in other recent complaints. Ursuline and the Youngstown Catholic Diocese say they're reviewing the new allegations and emphasize that all claims are still unproven in court. A Youngstown man is recovering after being shot in the hip during an attempted robbery on the city's west side Monday night. Police were first called to Terrell Avenue around 7:30 for reports of gunfire. Minutes later, a call came in from a woman on Riblett Road saying her son had been shot. The victim told officers three men tried to rob him of marijuana and he was hit while running away. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. At the scene, officers found seven shell casings and a window damaged by gunfire. Police are still investigating. A man stood before a Trumbull County judge today as his bond was set at $100,000 in a double overdose case. 29-year-old Lewis Powell of Warren was arraigned after being secretly indicted on multiple felonies, including involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and drug possession charges. He's scheduled to return to court December 2nd. Prosecutors say the case stems from the May 2023 deaths of Kayada Riley and Craig Freeman, who were allegedly given drugs by Powell. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.